of pudding between courses.
Shall I help you out of that ditch?
Now, let me see what was in it.
You're very stuck, you know.
Oh, little. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Blotting paper.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Little. Not on its own, perhaps, but mixing with things such as gunpowder and sea wax.
I don't seem to be able.
Little.
Oh.
Ah. Oh. 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 Thank you.
What did it taste like?
Oh, I don't think it's ever cooked. Oh, no, I don't think it ever will be. But here, I must leave you. You've only a few yards just down the hill and over that little brook in there. Ah, but you look very mad.
I was just thinking about the pudding.
Let me tell you a poem to comfort you.
It's so sad. I was just thinking.
It's a beautiful poem.
Is it long?
It is. Everyone that hears it, either it brings tears to their eyes, or a very...
Or else what?
Or else, you know, it's called Six Eyes.
Oh, that's an interesting...
But the name is really the aged man. Oh, you see.
Two names. That's interesting.
Quite so. But its real name is Ways and Means, or Sitting on a Gate.
I think I prefer Six Eyes.
The everything I can, there's little to it. I saw an aged man sitting on a gate. Who are you, aged man, I said, or how is it you live? Answer trickled through my head, like water through a sieve. He said, I look for butterflies leap among the wheat. I make them into pies and sell them in the street. I sell them unto men, he said, who sail on stormy seas. And that way I get my bread, a trifle, if you please. I was thinking of a plan to dye whiskers green, and always so large a fan that they could not be seen. So, having no reply to give to what the old man said, I cried, come tell me how you live, and thumped him on the head. His accents mild took up the tale. He said, I go my ways, and when I find a mountain rill, I set it in a maze. And thence they make a stall, Rowan's Macassar. Yet tuppence penny is all they give me for my bill. But I was thinking of a way to feed oneself on batter, to go on from day to day, getting a little fat. I shook him well from side to side until his face was blue. Come tell me how you live, I cried, and what it is. He said, I hunt for haddock's eyes, of the heather bright, and work them in waistcoat buttons in the silent night. And these I do not sell for gold or coin of silvery shine, but for a copper halfpenny, and that will purchase nine. I sometimes dig for buttered rose, or set limed twigs for crabs. I sometimes search the grassy hills for wheels of hansom cabs. And that's the way, hink, by which I get my wealth, and very gladly will drink your honour's null health. I did him then, for I had just my design to keep the men I bring rust by boiling it in wine. I thanked him much for me the way he got his wealth, but chiefly for his wish that he might my noble health. And now, if e'er by chance I put my fingers through, or madly squeeze a right-hand foot into a left-hand shoe, or if I drop upon my toe a very heavy weight, I weep, for it reminds me so of that man I used to know. Whose look was mild, whose speech was slow, whose hair was whiter than the snow, whose face was very like a crow, with eyes like cinders, all, who seemed distracted with woe, who rocked his body to and fro, and muttered mumblingly, oh, as if his mouth were full of dough, who snorted like a buffalo. That summer evening, long ago, I sang on a gate. Didn't cry.
No, but I did like the poem, thank you.
Oh. Will you watch me as I go?
Certainly.
Will you wave?
Of course.
I think it will encourage me, you see.
Yes, I'll wait. Thank you for coming, sir.